In many ways, being a Christian and being a good steward have everything to do with humility. Jesus is the absolute epitome of humility, and today's readings emphasize that for us. St. Paul understood what it meant to be humble. For him, the focus was always on the faith and on Christ, not on any personal glorification. In the second reading, Paul says, "We were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well." And this idea of serving, of giving self, is a key to living a stewardship way of life. Paul makes it clear when he was among the Thessalonians that he came to give them something, not to take something from them. And in the gospel, Christ really emphasizes this. Jesus takes to task the scribes and Pharisees. He points out that it's all right to do and observe everything they tell you, but do not follow their example, he says. In Jesus' final reminder of the reading, in that final reminder, we find the real jewel of the passage where Jesus says, "The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. But whoever humbles himself will be exalted." And Jesus was truly the greatest among them, but he always spoke of himself and viewed himself as what? As a servant. He came to be servant to us. And the basic issue for us as his followers is this: are we more like the Pharisees or more like the Lord? Because in the Lord's kingdom, we are measured by how we serve and honor others, not by how we may be served. And do we always serve and honor others? Well, you know, oftentimes these days I hear people say, "I'm just too busy, can't do it. Too busy, I can't imagine doing anything else, my schedule is full." And we really do live a busy way of life, many of us do. There's a famous quote I want to share from the poet Henry David Thoreau. He says, "It is not enough to be busy, so are the ants. The question is, what are we busy about?" Well, having a full schedule isn't bad in itself, but what are we filling it with? Our lives on earth are short in the grand scheme of things, and when we meet God, I don't think he will be concerned about how much stuff you filled your life with, but rather what you chose to fill your life with and the love with which you lived it out. God doesn't call us to be busy. God calls us to be faithful stewards. And however, as we are called to spend our time, we spend that time wisely, and our talents, we use them for a purpose intentionally, and we share our treasure generously. As we are in the midst of our annual stewardship renewal, this is the time of year we pause to think about, how am I spending my time? We ask you to reflect on your relationship with God and consider how he might be calling you into a deeper relationship with him and how you can share the many gifts and talents he has blessed you with to build up his church. As a result, our lives won't just be busy, rather they will be intentionally living out the will of God, which comes with lasting peace and joy. And with this in mind, let us begin talking about the card. Oh, here it is. And I hope you got one when you came in. If you need one, just raise your hand. We hope every household fills out a commitment card, as is the custom in our parish. Raise your hand and the ushers will come down and get you one. They'll give one to you if you need one. Don't be embarrassed if you didn't get one on the way in. And when we start with time, and the time part of the commitment card, first when you open it up, that refers to prayer time. What kind of prayer are we doing? And as you know, spending time with someone you love and cherish is vital to growth in any relationship, be it with your spouse, with your children, with a friend. So too is our time vital in our friendship with God. He's the most important aspect of our life. And So his time, the time that we spend with him, should be really central to us. Time spent with him will help us put other relationships in order. Because when you put God first, everything else falls in place. So our goal should be making it to Sunday Mass each week, and then try to look over the list of things and prayer opportunities and make a commitment to one or two of them, and to see how God will bless you for being intentional about spending more time with him. And if we move to the talent section, in the talent section, we know that God has blessed each of us with many talents, and it is our job to share them for his glory. And maybe you don't know what your talents are or what you can contribute to our parish, but if that's the case, then try something new. All of our ministries that are listed are ready to welcome you as new members. And you know, what I just said is not really true about a lot of parishes in our diocese. We make it a point that all of our ministry leaders will welcome new members immediately. You know, if you put down that you're interested in that, then you'll get a call or an email or a text or a person-to-person meeting to be invited to the next get-together of that ministry. I see our ushers are here with cards if you haven't gotten your cards yet. And so that's an important point to make, that if you volunteer, you will be followed up through, you will be followed up with a call for volunteering. But you could also consider a ministry that you and your family can serve together, like being greeters at Sunday Mass. We have a few families who do that. It's very nice to see the whole family there. And so now consider how God is calling you to use your talents in our parish ministries in this regard. Then moving on to treasure, ask yourself, are you open to giving to the Lord from your first fruits? What does that mean? Well, in the Old Testament, if you had a crop, you would give your first fruits, you would offer that in the temple. You'd give it back to God, you know, a portion of what you had done. And this means that we intentionally then make God part of our budget, part of our spending, instead of giving God our leftovers. I think we would all agree God deserves more than leftovers from us. He deserves our best. And so the easiest way to do this, to order our giving, our generous giving, is to choose a percentage of your income and commit to sticking to it for a year. 1 year commitment, and see how it works out. Consider how you can structure your budget to ensure God is part of it. And if this is something you already do, then you can challenge yourself to do even more. And if you're intimidated by all of this, about giving a percentage and how that's going to work out, well, just remember that God is in charge, and no gift is small in the eyes of God. You know, I remember as a youngster in grade school, when my dad was working first shift, I would go with him to Fisher Foods for shopping. It was either on a Thursday or a Friday, I don't remember now. Remember the Fisher Foods on Lakeshore Boulevard where 222 and Babbitt Road come together in Euclid? And I loved going with him. And he would cash his check if it was a payday. He worked at Reliance Electric for many years. And he used that money then, that cash, to pay the bills, you know, to pay for the groceries. And when we'd get home, he'd go into the bedroom that he, as my mother, had. And he would open up a drawer. And he took out his Sunday envelope, and he would put the money in right away. And I saw him do that once, and I said, Dad, why do you do that? And he turned to me and said, always put God first in everything. My father practiced a stewardship way of life, and he didn't even know it. He knew to put God first in everything in his life. And so we can take a couple of more. If you need a couple of minutes to fill out the card, go right ahead. But we have a special offering today that came from Bishop Molesik. It's also available on a link on our website and at the diocesan website. 2 minutes and 38 seconds. It's excellent. Father McNeil said he should have done this a month ago, not right before the election. I think you'll like it. Bruce will start us up.